independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, there's a lot of people who think that life was better, the world was a better place when we beat our children. Not only when we beat our children, and by the way, I'm a proponent of spanking. I don't have a problem with spanking my own kid. Not only beating our children, but allowing other people to beat our children. There's the Board of Trustees for a Texas school district has reinstated corporal punishment. What that is, when you let somebody else smack your kid around. Officials with the Three Rivers Independent School District, nearly 75 miles south of San Antonio, approved a plan the other night to allow corporal punishment. Now, with the decision, Three Rivers joined 26 other school districts in the area that allow corporal punishment, but it happens all across the country. Students will receive one paddling for minor incidents, such as disobeying classroom rules. You can get smacked for disobeying classroom rules. Now, I will tell you, I wouldn't let anybody else smack my kid. I wouldn't let anybody else paddle my kid because it's a paddling, which means they use a paddle. So they're using a sort of apparendi, like, beating a kid like, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Pulp Fiction, The Gimp. They turn your kid into The Gimp for a brief period of time. Put a little leather mask over their face with the zipper. It's great. But students will only be subject to paddlings if a parent signs off on it first. Now, I'm not in favor of this. I would never let anybody else spank my kid. I don't have a problem with spanking. I do believe there's a fine line between spanking and beating, and you better know it. I don't have any problem with a parent deciding to spank their kid as long as they're not crossing the line to abuse. But there is no way in hell I would ever let anybody else sign a piece of paper that lets anybody else spank my kid. And I'll tell you why. Because in our society today, there are so many stupid, awful, horrible parents who have no business creating offspring. We should drag them into a room and make them stand for 20 minutes in front of an open microwave and turn it on so that they cannot reproduce anymore, ever, for those people. But we have so many rotten parents who are so hell-bent on not disciplining their kids that if you allow them to sign off on the school paddling their kid, that means you're giving something else that the schools have to deal with. The parents will not discipline their kids. They're going to leave it to the school. It's the same as everything else that's going on in the schools right now. The biggest problem with schools right now is parenting or the lack thereof. I can't feed the kids. Send them to the school. School will feed them. Okay. I can't teach my kid morals. Send them to the school. School will teach morals. Okay. I don't want to talk to my kid about sex. Well, send them to the school. Schools should be telling kids about sex. Okay. Well, I don't want to discipline my kid. Well, I'll have the school paddle them, and that way I don't have to deal with it, and I can just be my kid's bestest friend in the whole wide world. Now, when I was in school, they didn't have to spank. They had it. My parents wouldn't allow it. I went to school in the 1980s. That was just when it was starting to be phased out. My parents wouldn't let it happen. But I had a different problem. If I acted up in school, they didn't have to paddle me because they were going to tell my dad. And when I went home, I was going to have a problem because my dad spanked. Nowadays, you don't have that. Nowadays, parents would probably be in a line to sign. And, you know, I'm going to test the theory here. But nowadays, parents would probably be in a line to sign off and let the school discipline with their kid because their kid's out of control. And they don't want a parent. They want to be their kid's bestest buddy, like we said before. But I want to know, if you would sign a piece of paper, even saying it sounds horrid to me, but I want to know if you would sign a piece of paper giving somebody else permission, literally giving somebody else permission to hit your kid. The number's here, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Because the problem I have with that is that I'll take care of the disciplining of my children. And I've had issues with that with schools in the past because so many parents want to discipline kids and want to over-discipline kids because most parents aren't doing it to the point where schools actually think that they have the right to discipline my child. Not hit, but go a little too far. Had a school take away my daughter's phone one time. My daughter has her phone for safety purposes. She was doing something she shouldn't have done with it. School took it away. She called me and said, yeah, school took my phone away. And I was like, well, school's over. Did you get it back? She said, no, they kept it. I went, are they still there? And I drove down to the school and I said, you have my property. He said, well, you know, this is we do this to the kids. And I said, you have my property. Give it back now. I'll deal with it. So I had to go down there and raise holy hell. It's a good thing I found out about it because school was out and they could have been on their merry way. But I was able to go down there and get my phone because it was mine. And I've had to, you know, push back from the schools because that's what they want to do. They want to start, you know, they've taken on the role of disciplining their kids, which is a flaw in the school district. But I cannot imagine giving somebody else permission to hit my kid. That would be almost like walking out in the street. I don't know, going someplace public, going to the mall. And my kid's acting up in a store. We're in whatever, Target. And my kid's messing around with the toys. And I don't want him to. My 9-year-old is messing around with the toys in the toy section. And I don't want him to. And somebody comes over and says, hey, pick up those toys. If my kid says no, then the Target clerk has the ability to spank my kid because I refuse to do it. It's basically the same thing. What schools should be able to do is tell mom and dad. And then the kid should worry that they have a problem with mom and dad when they get home. But instead, we have to turn this all over to the school districts. This isn't a sad statement on the schools. This is a sad statement on parents. Schools shouldn't even think that they have to take this up. If somebody's so bad that the school feels they have to hit them or should have the right to hit the child, neutral third party, as it were, then that kid needs to get kicked out of the school, go to some alternative school. Vocational school, whatever else they call them out there, whatever euphemism they give for them these days. Continuation school, whatever. When I was in high school, they had a name for them. I don't remember. We called it the loser school. It was for all the kids who did drugs and the girls who got pregnant. They had a special school that they went to. That's where those kids should go off to. We shouldn't be giving teachers and administrators the ability to smack my kid. And for things that are minor, it sounds like. They don't give a list about what they're going to do. They don't give a list, but they say students will be subjected to this for a paddling if they violate, disobey classroom rules. Now, I don't know about you. You know, classroom rules were what? Don't talk. I mean, just try to remember off the top of my head. Don't tattle. Keep your desk neat. Walk in a straight line. Don't talk when the teacher's talking. Things like that. My kid, is whispering to a friend. Does that mean that the teacher can grab him up, throw him over the desk, and start swatting him in the rear end with a paddle? A piece of wood? Yeah, drill some holes in there so you can get any wind resistance, too, by the way. That doesn't seem right. I'm not signing off on that. And it also skeeves me out. I would be bothered. I have a 17-year-old daughter. I would be bothered. Insanely bothered by any grown adult that wanted to spank my 17-year-old daughter. And I am here to tell you that I would never sign that piece of paper. And if my daughter or my son ever came home and informed me that they had been spanked or paddled at school, I would go buy my own paddle. If I didn't give permission, now, I'm not in favor of giving permission because I would never give permission for somebody else to spank my kid. But if somebody did it, I would go to the store, I would buy my own paddle. I would go down to the school. I would find whatever SOB spanked my kid, and I would turn them over my damn knee right now. And I'd say, you violated the rules. You had to have permission. You didn't have permission. That means you get paddled. And then, of course, I would wait while the police came, because I know that would happen, too. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Would you give permission for somebody else to hit your kid? Let's go to Chance in Florida. Hey, Chance, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, my comment was, is those same people that don't want to discipline those kids, and that do want to sign that paper, you know what they're going to end up doing when their kids do get hit? Those same liberals, probably, I'm guessing, are going to go back to that school and start protesting and end up wanting to sue the school. And I think it's all going to be a ruse from the beginning. You know
well,
what I'm
if
saying?
They say, if they sign a piece of paper, then they're going to have a little hard. They're going to have a hard time with a lawsuit.
I still, but they, you know, they're still going to find a way, you know, with the Constitution and all that. And all
yeah, but there's no, if you sign a piece of paper, I understand what you're saying, and I think it's going, I think it's a recipe for disaster, but the lawsuits are, you're going to have a hard time with a lawsuit if somebody has signed off on that. That's just not going to be.
I think that they'll give, and then especially if a white teacher hits a black kid or a black teacher hits a white kid, you know, either way,
again,
Black Lives Matter involved,
right,
everything. Yeah, it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to do, Chance, but still, when you go back and you have the piece of paper saying that they can sign, then you're going to have a hard time with any lawsuit. That's just reality. All right, Chance, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. Again, I get that. Everybody's looking for a reason to sue. You have a hard time with a lawsuit. You're going to have a hard time with a protest if you're standing outside with signs waving them and marching, and the principal comes out and says, well, but I have a piece of paper with your name on it. You're going to have a hard time with that kind of protest. I'm just saying, I understand what he's getting at, but I'm just saying. Want to know if you would give permission for somebody else to hit your child, because in Texas, and they're doing this all over the country, but this last case, most recent case, is in Texas, where a district has reinstated corporal punishment. The students will only be subject to paddlings if a parent signs off on it first. So you will have to give permission. I want to know if you'd give it. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew. Sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested. Mother approved.
And thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now we're talking about this Texas school district that has approved reinstated a rule that would allow for corporal punishment. It means they would be able to paddle your kid. The only caveat here is that you'd have to give permission. You'd have to sign off on it. You'd physically have to put your name, put your signature on a piece of paper saying that it's okay for them to hit your kid. The caller before the break was talking about lawsuits. And any lawsuits. You have no foundation. You've signed off because you're stupid. You've signed off and decided to let a non-neutral, a third party, smack your kid around. And that's not okay. But you would have to give permission. And I want to know if you would. I would never. Okay, and this, the parents who would, by the way, are the parents who are refusing to discipline their kids in any way, shape, or form. That's why they're letting the schools do it, because they don't want to do it. They don't want to deal with their kid. They want to be their kid's pal. They want a kid to be their kid's buddy. So they're going to sign off and let the school do it. What should happen is the school said, you did X, Y, Z. I'm calling your mom. I'm calling your dad. And then the kid should be afraid to go home because you're going to discipline them. But parents are afraid to discipline their kids anymore. Again, they want to be their kid's pal, so they let the schools do it, and then the school's the bad guy, and mom and dad are your buddy, and you grow up being a horrible human being because your parents didn't raise you properly. I think they call that the circle of life. There's an old Disney movie about it. Anyway, would you give permission for somebody to hit your child? 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Let's go to Debbie in Indiana. Hey, Debbie, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just calling to tell you that when I was in the fifth grade, I went to a Catholic school, mm-hmm. and I got a whack in the hallway for throwing a paper wad, and I got caught with a bunch of boys that were doing it, and I got a whack in front of the whole school changing classes in the hallway.
Wow.
In a girl uniform skirt.
Wow. Okay.
So
did your parents give permission for that?
No, they didn't. You know, back then they didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
No, they didn't give permission, but they didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
If anyone touched my grandkids like that, game on.
Oh, I will tell you. I will take care, and I will discipline my kids. See, that's the difference when I talk about this. I will discipline my kid. If I don't need you hitting my kid, because tell me about it. Write me a note. Send me an email. Call me on my cell phone. Whatever you need to do, I will deal with it. okay, when the kid gets home. I told the story earlier about the school took away my kid's cell phone, wouldn't give it back. I didn't give it to her when she got home because she was using it at school. I kept it. But she didn't get it back for a week. But the idea that the parents don't want to discipline their kids anymore is really the genesis of all this and why the schools are, I don't want to say forced, but for lack of a better word, forced into this situation. All right, Debbie, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. I'm not saying that makes it okay, by the way. It's not okay for the schools to hit your kids, even if you sign off on it. I don't think that should even be on the table anymore. The bigger problem, what this does is illustrate the bigger problem. The bigger problem is that parents are afraid of their own children. Let's go to Joe, who's also in Indiana. Hey, Joe, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How you doing?
Okay, I'm good. I got two parts to this now. Number one, like I told the screener, this is an exercise in pure hypocrisy because the people who now want the permission to spank your children are the very same people who will not hesitate to call child services on you if they think that you have spanked your child.
Yeah, that's probably true for the most part. This is in Texas. I don't know if you've ever been to Texas, but this is in Texas. That could be a little different situation. But generally speaking, I think you're right.
Okay, but generally, that is why parents are no longer allowed to discipline their children is because, child services even get an inkling that there's, quote unquote abuse, or discipline going on in the house, they will not hesitate to come and take the child out of the house. It's the society and the liberals that have hamstringed parents, from being able to properly discipline their children.
You say that, and you would think of an educational place being largely liberal, because stereotypically that's the case, but it's an educational arena that they want to keep hitting your kids. So it's kind of a contradiction even in that. When you think of the world of education, you think of a largely liberal group, yet they're the ones that want to beat your kids.
Hypocrisy.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, Joe, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. We are taking your phone calls about this Texas school district that's approved corporal punishment, but you have to give permission. Want to know if you would. My name is Casey Bartholomew. You're sitting in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. It's 844-DIG-CHAD. We're talking about this Texas school district, the Three Rivers Independent School District. They have voted and decided that they're going to bring back corporal punishment. That means they'll beat your kid for you. Literally for you. And the freedom here, the out, is that you have to sign off on it before they'll beat your kid. So only parents who sign off for the school to beat their kid will get their kid beaten. Otherwise, you have to discipline your kid yourself. Who wants that? Then your kid will be your kid and not your friend, not your pal, not your buddy. I would never in a billion years give another human being permission to hit my child. I'm in favor of spanking. I'm not in favor of someone else doing it. And what this is an offshoot of this ridiculous idea going off in society that continues to this day, where we don't want to parent our children. We want to be our children's bestest buddy. We want to be their pal, so they'll tell us when they start drinking and start doing drugs and share their cocaine with us and all that, instead of actually being the parent. I'll parent my kid. My kid does something wrong. You can give him a detention, suspension, then you tell me. I'll take it from there. But if anybody lays a hand on my kid, I am going down to the school, and I'm going to do the exact damn same thing to you. And I'll happily sit there with a big smile on my face and wait for the police, because I did to you what you did to my kid. So I want to know if you would ever give permission for somebody else to hit your child. 844-344-2423. It's 844-DIG-CHAD. Let's go to Neil in California. Hey, Neil. You're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. Hey. How you doing?
How's it going, KCB?
Pretty good, man.
I've been listening to a couple of the other people, and living in California, my wife's actually a teacher in elementary school, and they're not even allowed to touch a kid.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a
stuff at you and
yeah. I have a friend who's a kindergarten teacher in California. She has to wear rubber gloves if she literally wear rubber gloves if she has any interaction with the children at all. She's not allowed to touch the. I'm not even talking about spanking. She's not allowed to touch a child unless she has rubber gloves on.
Well, and you know, I've had stories told to me that, you know, kids are throwing stuff at her and she's not allowed to to grab them and take them outside, or they're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah. Oh, there have been stories of kids who have had to, like, drag them out, you know, almost to rising to the level of gang fights in the hallway. They'll be beating the hell out of each other and throwing each other against the wall, slamming each other's heads in the ground. A teacher will come and pick them up and hold them while separating the kids, and the teacher in the school district gets sued for assault and win. And then the teacher in the school just gonna lose. That's what happens.
It's absolutely crazy. Yeah. Well, and I have two kids of my own. I have an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old. And, you know, we threaten to you know, spank her, and we'll threaten to take stuff away. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I got paddled. Everybody got paddled when they were kids, you know.
And not everybody, but yeah.
You know, I grew up. They should have.
Well, I can give you a list of people who should have.
Yeah, I could give you a list too. Yeah. But there was a study that my wife brought home that pointed out that paddling really doesn't affect long term. So you could paddle or not paddle, and it really doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, I actually had to lay down the law of my daughter, you know, a couple months ago, and you know, I got the point across. Yeah, I kind of felt bad doing it, but you know, it's something that as a parent you have to do sometimes, or else they're just going to lose all respect
being a parent,
for you.
Yeah, being a parent isn't all Disneyland and balloons and going to Chuck E. Cheese. It's sometimes it sucks. I hate to discipline my kids, but that's the role I took on. I made that decision to do that, and I'm not going to expect anybody else to do it because I know what works with my kids. I know what kind of discipline works with my kids, what will have the biggest impact, and what will get my point across. It could be a swat on the behind. It could be taking my daughter's cell phone away, you know, something like that. Because I'm not going to hit her if it's not going to do any good. I don't hit her anymore anyway because she's too old. But I'll take her cell phone away.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. It's a, you know, you got to watch that when you're a parent as well. You get to that point where it's not discipline anymore. It's creepy. But that's up to me. I make that decision. It's not that, you know, and I wouldn't want her going. She's going to be a senior in high school this year. I wouldn't want her going off to high school and having somebody strike her because a male teacher hit her or something like that, or even a female teacher hit her, but given the news we read in this day and age, because you get to the point where that's just weird. All right, Neil, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. He said his wife was a teacher. You couldn't pay me enough to be a teacher these days. All right, you can do nothing as a teacher. Now, I know they don't make any money to begin with, but you couldn't pay me enough to be a teacher because you all of the work and all of the effort of raising a child and disciplining a child is put on your shoulders. But the moment you sneeze at the wrong time, some parent is out there with a lawsuit and marching, claiming that you're doing horrible things. You couldn't pay me enough to do that right now. Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Fine. Casey, a couple things.
Huh.
You said a while ago that there's alternative schools. So you're saying take a problem child from the teacher and send him somewhere else. So they have to deal with it.
Well, what you do, what they did is, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that's the way they did it. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm saying that's what they did do. You took all the kids. There was a school where I grew up with. I think it was called Gilbert. I don't know, but it had like a fence around it and it had razor wire over the top. It wasn't a juvenile hall by any stretch, but it was a school that they wanted to make sure if the kids showed up, they didn't sneak out anywhere. And it was a school where they put all of the behavioral problems and the girls that got pregnant. That's where you went to school when I was growing up. Hello?
Okay. Anyhow, as I say, Casey, let me talk a minute.
You weren't saying anything. That was the problem.
Casey, hush a second, please. Just let me finish.
The other thing
you also mentioned was that the teacher, they should call you and all this stuff. Maybe parents should be calling the teachers, and maybe the teachers have a job. You have a job, but you know, you don't call all your listeners. So maybe you as
the hell are you talking about?
You should call your teachers and make, because you're saying discipline. Maybe you should find out what's going on.
I know.
Little Mary may not be a great child. That's what I'm saying, sir.
Have another one on me, Randy. I don't know what you're saying. Don't know what you're trying to communicate
to me. You're not listening, Casey.
Well, because you're talking foolish.
You're saying that teachers, Casey, you said that teachers beat. All I'm trying to say is maybe you should
try again.
Get involved.
I am involved, Randy. That's what I said. I am involved. That's why I don't want a teacher striking my child, because I am an involved parent. And what I said was that it's the parents who aren't involved and don't want to discipline their children who are the ones who are allowing the teachers to hit their kids. That's what was said, Randy. If you would listen, you would realize that instead of saying my name over and over again. Get lost. Thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. You bugs in your ears or something. I don't even know if you're listening to this show. The problem here is that we've got parents, and again, this is the overriding problem here. I'm not in favor of giving to schools the opportunity to beat my kid. I don't think schools want to beat the kids. I don't think they want that. I think they feel like they have no choice, because parents in 2017, parents suck. They don't want to beat their children. Well, not that nobody should beat their children, but they don't want to strike their children. They don't want to discipline their children in any way, shape, or form. Now, I don't know what show Randy was listening to, but I very clearly stated earlier that if you are a parent who is involved, all the school has to do is tell you. All my daughter's school has to do is tell me she's doing something. All my son's school has to do is tell me that he's doing something. They can give him a detention or pull him, make him, you know, stay in for recess, whatever they want to do. You know, whatever the rules for the school are, that's fine. But it's not just the school that's going to be dealing with disciplining my child. When I find out what's going on, I will discipline my child. And since I'm disciplining my child, the school doesn't have to. I don't need to sign a piece of paper saying that the school can beat my kid. And I'm a proponent of corporal punishment. I don't have a problem with it if a parent wants to do it. But I don't need the school to beat my kid or to do anything like that to my child, because when I find out about it, I am an involved parent and I will get involved. You show me a parent anywhere in this country, and this is happening in Texas. And if you've never been to Texas, it's not only a different state, it's sometimes a different planet. You show me a parent who would sign a piece of paper legally giving another human being the right to physically assault my child or their child, I'll show you a bad parent. I'll show you a parent who is not involved with their kid's life. I'll show you a parent who doesn't give a damn about raising a decent human being. I'll show you a parent who doesn't discipline their child in any way, shape, or form. And I'll show you a parent who wants nothing more than to be their child's bestest buddy in the whole wide world. And I'll also show you a parent who signed that piece of paper, who when the kid comes home, after getting paddled at school because mom and dad raised a jackass, and they come home and they tell the parent goes, oh my God, that's horrible. They did what? Oh my God, my hands are tied. Gosh darn it, they shouldn't hit you. They shouldn't do that. Gosh darn it. Those rules that they have, it's ridiculous, the rules they have. Come on. And they will not discipline, even knowing that their kid did something to merit being paddled at school. They will still go out of their way to try to be their kid's buddy, because they don't give a damn about disciplining their children, and they don't give a damn about raising a decent human being. That's what this is all about. Signing that piece of paper is putting the burden on the schools to do something else. And like I said earlier in the show, the biggest problem with schools these days, the number one problem with schools these days, has nothing to do with anything that happens at the school. The number one problem with school these days is lousy, lousy parenting and parents who are distant from their kids. And parents who are unwilling to discipline their kids in any way, shape, or form. And so they throw it at the schools. And the schools now feel that they should bring back corporal punishment. And parents are willing to sign off on it. But that's what's happening in Texas. I want to know if you would ever sign a piece of paper that would give permission for somebody to hit your child, because that's what they're doing in Texas. And by the way, this isn't just in Texas. This is happening all over the country. Schools are frustrated because parents won't do anything, and little by little, it's trickling in where they're all trying, well, not all, but a large number of them are trying to bring back corporal punishment. And you may find yourself, if you haven't already, you may find yourself in that position where the school sends home a piece of paper before the school year starts and says, hey, if your kid gets out of line, we want permission to hit him with a paddle. And then you have to decide if you're going to put your name on that piece of paper. I guarantee you. May not happen tomorrow, but it's oozing its way across the country, and a lot of people are going to be faced with that situation. 844-344-2423 is the number here. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 sucks and 10 rocks, welcome to Talk Radio's 11. It's the Chad Benson Show.
These go to 11.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now we are taking your phone calls. Texas School District is bringing back corporal punishment. They're bringing back paddling. And the only difference is that, I guess not difference, but this is the way they do it these days. You have to sign a piece of paper as a parent giving permission for somebody to paddle your child. So you'd be able to just shirk your responsibilities as a parent having to discipline your kid, and you would sign it off over to the school district. And the school district would hit your child, and you as a parent would be perfectly okay with that, would never allow someone to do that. Want to know if you would. Let's go to Brendan in Texas. Hey, Brendan, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, Casey, how you doing?
Doing all right, man.
Yeah, so like I was saying, I think I would allow the school district to do it, and but that doesn't make me.
Why would you let somebody else hit your kid? I can't even wrap my mind around that. Why would you think that's okay?
Well, in the old days, isn't that how they grew up? You know, when you screwed up, you know, let's say in gym class, you screwed up. The coach, you know, I remember throwing soap in the gym hall while we were showering. The coach found out about it. We all had to walk out with our hands raised up, and each one of us got a paddle. We all knew that if we screwed up, we were going to get paddled.
Weirdly,
and nowadays I have a lot of friends. Yeah, well, look, I got a lot of friends who are teachers, uh-huh, and really wish that they could, you know, hit kids today. Like you were saying earlier, you couldn't pay me enough to be a teacher because kids are really out of hand these days.
Yeah, but that's because of the parents.
It definitely goes back to the parents.
But what good do you think it's going to do, Brendan, if you let a teacher who's going to see your kid for 1 9-month period hit your kid, and then next year that teacher's gone and this kid doesn't have to worry about it anymore? All you've done is allow some freak to punch your kid or smack your kid. You as the parent need to do that or discipline them in some way when you get home. Allowing a teacher to do it doesn't have any impact at all.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Same thing. Well, the thing is, all my parents, so if I knew if I got paddled, my parents found out, you wouldn't tell your parents you got paddled either, because if you told them you got paddled, there's another paddle waiting for you when you got home.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that should be happening anyway. The parents should be disciplining the kid. I don't have any problem with school disciplining their kid. I have a problem with somebody else hitting my kid, and I would at any point in time. The bigger problem here is that, I think it's a problem that you think it's okay, but the bigger problem is that a lot of parents do think it's okay. Maybe not for the same reasons you do, but I'm bothered by that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't let whatever you went through with your gym teacher having guys dance around with your hands in the air while he hits you, I think that's odd. But whatever issue you went through, I don't think that's okay to let a teacher hit a kid. I think that's a parental issue that should come up, not through a teacher. All right, Brendan, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Let's go to Ken in Vegas. Hey, Ken, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew.
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing, Casey?
Doing good.
Hey, I got to take issue with you on something. You're saying these people that would sign this form to allow their kids to be corporal punished. You know what? I would sign it. But you know what? I discipline my children.
Well, then you shouldn't. Then you shouldn't need the school to do it.
You know what? I agree. But what I was going to follow up with is a couple quick things. One, if the school's going to do it, it needs to be videotaped so that the parent can review it to make sure that the child, you know, wasn't abused in any other way. Two, there should be, if it's a girl, there should be a woman in the room to verify whoever paddled, you know, nothing went foul. And number three, I'm a firm believer, you train your kids. My daughter, my youngest now is seven. I mean, my oldest is in his 30s, but my youngest, she's seven. And I tell you what, she doesn't get spanked anymore because she knows the rules and she knows she could get spanked.
Well, but that doesn't alleviate, you know, the issue with allowing the school to do it. If you raise your kids right, I mean, every kid screws up and that happens. But I would rather a parent take care of that than some freak at school. And given the fact, and Ken, I got to run. Thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. But given the fact that you would have to have so many protections in there, it just proves that the school shouldn't be doing it. All right, I'm Casey Bartholomew sitting in for Chad Benson. This is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.